Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then we tell you some pretty large layoffs. Well, Hasbro Toys are going to be laying off, or being told, about 20% of their workforce. Hasbro is behind Monopoly, Transformers. We're being told they're going to be laying off 1,100 employees. And this is due to, quote-unquote, stronger-than-expected market headwinds. That's according to Chief Executive Chris Cooks. And they've had five consecutive quarters of declining revenue for Hasbro. And when I look at toys and the psychology of buyers and kids with toys, these board games and these toys, they struggle, especially in this tech world. Now, Hasbro does compete with Mattel and Lego. Mattel and Lego have had strong sales. But toys, especially around the holidays, struggling. And I don't know what the future of toys is going to be. Toys used to be a treat. It used to be a gift. It was something that was earned. It was a rarity. You didn't have a lot. There wasn't this big toy chest. Now, when I got a toy, that's all I would play with until I got a new toy months later. You didn't have a whole bunch of toys. Toys started to change. Well, also because you had to make the toys. They weren't mass-produced. Your parents would make something, turn it into a toy. Now it's just all about toys. I mean, me, I didn't necessarily want a toy. I wanted a tool. I wanted a bike. I didn't want to do creative play. I didn't like board games. I couldn't stand board games growing up because my sister always kicked my butt. I always lost. Couldn't stand board games. They weren't fun. I'm glad I played them. I'm glad I learned how to play Monopoly, and Risk was awesome. But I kept losing. It wasn't fun. I wanted to take my big wheel. I wanted to create something on Light Bright. I wasn't really big on Betty Crocker, but if I could make my own cake and eat it, yeah. I hated tea parties. Tea parties were so stupid for me. You sit there, and you are drinking an empty cup of tea, and I don't even like tea. I didn't like dollhouses. Couldn't stand dollhouses. I don't want to pretend to be something I'm not. A blonde, beautiful doll, that's not me. I don't want to pretend. I want to be me. I want to be me driving my big wheel around the street. I want to collect bugs. When I got older, I wanted to dissect, do biology, look at things under a microscope, do chemistry kits. Chemistry sets, that's what I wanted to do. And toys, it's gotten a little ridiculous. When you look at stores and you see huge, huge aisles, but things are a little different now. The reason why toys were so important in terms of retail in the 70s, 80s, 90s, Kmart, I don't know if you remember the Kmart days or the Jemco days, you would have walls or these big aisles and big, huge pink boxes. Or blue boxes, but they would put the pink boxes out there because it would catch the eye of the kid. The kids would drive the shopping. If it was hot and the kids were bored, You go, let's walk around Target or Walmart. Kids don't drive the shopping anymore. We're going online. Parents are not taking their kids to the shopping center. They're shopping online. So now these big warehouses, they don't need to spend all the money on all these toys. Many of them aren't selling them. So then they're not going to be buying them from the manufacturers. So another article says that the company is going to slash 15% of the workforce. One said 20, another said 16 or 15. They want to try to save $300 million in savings by the end of 2025. At the end of 2022, Hasbro had 6,400 employees worldwide. They're also closing their office in Providence, Rhode Island. It is not currently being used to its full capacity. The lease ends in January. Well, yeah, if people are working from home, why spend on office space? So it'll be interesting to see where we go. I mean, with kids, if you really want to, if you wanted to make me happy as a kid, say, look, here's your hammer and nail set, and when daddy works on something, this is your toolkit. You bring your toolkit so you can work with daddy. That's a toy enough for me. That's pretty damn cool. Here's a first aid kit with real band-aids. And if there's a boo-boo in the family, you know, after mommy treats it, you can put the band-aid on. I would love that stuff. I know you're thinking, okay, Dr. Dolly was a weird kid. I was. In terms of, you know, I just didn't like fake dolls. I just couldn't play with dolls. I just don't do pretend play. Now, if I read a book like Lord of the Rings, I think of Viggo Mortensen and Lee Arwen. Yes, I will be as creative as a candy. Or Jimmy Garoppolo needs some help. So he comes to me, I coach him. And we find out that he needs some, shall we say, loving. And that makes him a better football player. Okay, I could have my own fantasies, but as a kid, I didn't like that stuff. I just wanted to do real, real work or real toys or, you know, coloring books. Why color something that's not going to get you any points? I'd rather do a lemonade stand, sell some lemonade. So it'll be interesting to see how Hasbro and these other toy companies, overcome the different attitudes towards toys that we have now in the tech world. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my listeners had asked, what do I think about Canadian pharmacies to save money on drugs? I don't have any Canadian pharmacy names I could give you. I have not, unfortunately, really researched, and I'm a little hesitant on saying which company is completely trustworthy and not. There are some, and I know a lot of people use Canadian pharmacies to save money on drugs, which is something else we kind of need to talk about, how to save money on medications. I believe there's a website where you could check the integrity of some of these pharmacies. I think it's like a pharmacychecker.com. It's a little tricky because I'm very wary of getting medications online. And, I mean, you know, these websites look like you could trust them, but I can't say for sure. I am sure that there are many pharmacies that are pharmacies you could use. PharmacyChecker.com allows you to look up certain drugs and then see what the charges are for those. And they might bring up certain pharmacies that are in country and out, but I just can't, unfortunately, tell you which one, you know, that, so I can't answer that question. But let's talk about the problem at hand. People are feeling the need to go out of the country or to shop out of the country to get their medications. That's a problem. If you're an American, you should be able to buy American-made drugs and drugs in America. But the truth of the matter is a lot of our prescriptions are not made in America. They're made elsewhere, in China, in India. So many people think, well, then what's the point? I mean, if we're already, you know, buying at the pharmacy something that was made in China, why can't I just buy from China? Or why can't I just buy from Canada or Mexico? A lot of generics come from Mexico as well. Well, what we sell here in America is still under the oversight of the FDA. Now, I don't know about all the over-the-counter preparations, but if it is a pharmaceutical, it has to be approved by the FDA. And so if it's a company that also sells in America and it's FDA approved and it's in a foreign country, I can't 100% say that the oversight is still there. But prescriptions are more expensive for a variety of reasons. You know, one is you don't have insurance always paying. So for me as a doctor, I got paid on 2 out of every 5 claims. So 3 out of every 5 people I saw for free. And so, you know, am I going to charge only $10 a visit? No. I have to charge a decent amount so that if I do get paid by the insurance company, it at least covers for the people that I don't get paid on. A lot of hospitals work that way too. They take so much loss in people coming in and not paying that when they can get more money from an insurance company, they do. Now, where that hurts is the cash paying patient who really honestly wants to pay the bill. So we would have a cash visit amount that was equal for everybody who was cash paid. And it wasn't too high. We did $50 for the longest time. And then I think we did $75. And then I don't think we ever went up to $100 cash pay. But we tried to, you know, make it as reasonable as we could. But, again, you're dealing with a situation where in America, you have to have workers' comp. You have to pay for leave. You have to pay for the taxes. You have to pay for the, you know, the rent, the when they changed everything over to electronic. And so those things cost money. And if insurance companies not paying because of Obamacare and deductibles are high, then, you know, all you're living on are copays. And when people aren't paying copays, what happened? Well, I closed my office. I could have maybe lasted another year, but why go under? So if you are having trouble paying for your prescriptions, you're not going to take your prescriptions. That's a problem. And most of the advice given is talk to your doctor. And a lot of you do not think that's very practical advice because your doctor doesn't know what medicines cost a lot of times. They aren't having a visit with you that's long enough for you to go through every single prescription. So being told, talk to your doctor, isn't really practical advice. So what should you do? Well, first and foremost, always price check. GoodRx, I think there's another website. Let me see. I know there's GoodRx, and there's RxSaver.com. There's a bunch of these sites now which offer coupons, and they will tell you where one prescription is cheaper than another. So they'll tell you what you would pay at the grocery store, pharmacy, at the Target pharmacy, at the CVS pharmacy, at the Rite Aid, at the Walgreens pharmacy. And if you're finding that you could be saving $10, $20 a month on a prescription, switch pharmacies. Also, mail order. if your prescription, if your insurance offers a mail order benefit, and you are on a medication that is kind of chronic, like your blood pressure medication or your diabetes medication, you will save money by mail order. If you are on a brand and that brand is starting to change in price, maybe you could switch brands. Some people's blood pressure medication, you can't mess with it, or their thyroid. But others, no, they're perfectly fine with you changing. And so, and then also, many people are on medication that they don't need or they shouldn't be taking for extended periods of time. So you know how we talked about the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors. These proton pump inhibitors for acid reflux, you really shouldn't be on them long term. There's been a lot of side effects and long term effects associated with them, even now studies saying cancer. So if you are paying for 90-day prescriptions and you have been doing that for years of these PPIs, maybe you need to see a GI doctor and figure out why you're on them. Maybe there's some dietary changes. There's ways to get your diabetes in control. Pain, if you have pain. Now, I have chronic knee pain, so I need these medications. I need a Voltaren gel that I could put on the knee. I need anti-inflammatories. I need arthritis medication. Maybe you need an injection, or maybe it is time for surgery. And so there's physical therapy. There's chiropractic, massage. So I think the problem we have is once we get diagnosed, we say that's it, that's our diagnosis, that's permanent. It doesn't always have to be. There's new things, there's new medications, there's new procedures. And just because one medicine worked on you, and I understand, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you might be superstitious, going, if I change my medication, then something's going to go wrong. I appreciate that. I get that. I've had a lot of patients say, don't change it. I've had luck with this. No erectile dysfunction. I'm good with it. That's fine. But if you're spending a lot more, you know, is a trial of trying another medication, you know, beneficial? Many people will not take certain blood pressure medication because they're worried about erectile dysfunction, but not all blood pressure medication will do that. You could sometimes switch to a generic medication for your blood pressure. I had one patient who I inherited. He was a new patient, and he was on 4 different blood pressure medications, and his blood pressure still wasn't in control. So I talked to him, and it looked like he had pretty high anxiety, really stressful job. So I decided, for poops and giggles, to try to treat him for his anxiety, and I gave him sertraline, an SSRI. His blood pressure normalized within a week. He didn't need 4 blood pressure medications. So by talking to your doctor, you know, what I would say, how I would approach it is, look, these are the medications I'm on. Is there a better way to do something? I don't want to be on 4 medications for my blood pressure. I'm on 4 medications for my diabetes. I'm on multiple medications for my cholesterol. I'm going to the pharmacy and picking up 12 medications a month. Can we review these, and what can we do? Or what can I do to require less medications? But, you know, the cost of health care is ridiculous right now. And I get it. It's because we're living longer. We're able to fight off the heart attack. We're able to fight the cancer. And I'm glad we're able to do that. But it does get financially overwhelming. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Israeli forces engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. The Texas mother, central to a lawsuit regarding the state's abortion ban, has departed from Texas. The Center for Reproductive Rights, in a statement, reported that Kate Cox is seeking health care in another location. Despite her unborn baby being diagnosed with a fatal condition, Cox's doctors declined to terminate her pregnancy due to concerns about potential prosecution. President Biden highlighting a $22 million grant for the Philadelphia Fire Department during his address in Philadelphia. The president announcing a grant that will support firefighter salaries and benefits, enabling the reopening of three fire companies. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in the synthetic biology world, we kind of got some interesting news. And this is fantastic. The Seattle Hub for Synthetic Biology, launched by the Allen Institute, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, and the University of Washington. It'll turn cells into recording devices to unlock the secrets of disease. It's the first of its kind research initiative. It's going to develop technologies to reveal how changes in cells and genes over time influence our health and disease. To speak a little bit more about it, we have some information from Rui Costa, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Allen Institute. You'll hear what he has to say, and then I'll be right back. Go ahead.
The Allen Institute and the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative share the vision to support science and technology that will lead to new discoveries about human health and disease. This collaboration is a natural extension of our joint commitment to funding areas of research that will help scientists better understand complex biological processes. The Allen Institute, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, and the University of Washington are excited to announce the launch of the Seattle Hub for Synthetic Biology. This initiative is focused on developing a new tool that could someday be used in diagnostics or clinical applications, and be used not only to monitor, but to treat disease in real time. The goal of the Seattle Hub for Synthetic Biology is to reimagine how we study cells by turning them into their own recording devices, driving us closer to cracking the code of what happens in our cells in health and disease. Think of the technology like inserting a smartwatch into each individual cell that captures a wide variety of data and records it to the genome itself, to be subsequently read and analyzed for general patterns. Eventually, the smartwatch may even be able to take the reins and direct cells towards better health. For more information, visit alleninstitute.org.
So what I find fascinating about this is when we do medicine, we're not rocket scientists. When we look at medicine, we look at medicine very practically. We look at the plumbing. We look at the electricity of it. That's why I think plumbers, electricians could be phenomenal doctors, and because they understand how things work. I think a lot of times when we take care of ourselves, we start to forget that there are other, shall we say, aspects of our biology in charge. And these cells have codes. And I like how they worded crack the code. When we get cancer, and I fear cancer, not I fear getting cancer, but I fear that something is wrong and I ignore it. And then a doctor says, why didn't you address this earlier? Or we could have figured this out, but we were overlooking something and now we've cracked the code, but it's too late for you. Cells have, I really have always believed in medicine, and I don't want to get too philosophical here, but I've always believed in medicine that there's something very obvious going on. And here we are trying to figure out, well, it's maybe because we're smoking, or it's because there's radiation, or there's, and those are right. There's, you know, but we're always playing defense when it comes to cancer, when it comes to medical issues. Once you have the cancer, all right, we're not, you know, we do a pretty good job of fighting it, but why? Why in my family is there breast cancer and colon cancer? Why do some of us in our family have diabetes, have high cholesterol? Why do we have bowel issues? Well, our answer has always been it's in the genes. So then there's been technology saying, well, why don't we take out those genes? Why don't we manipulate? If we could put an end to those genes, you won't have the bad genes. But these cells are given a code. They're given a code by the genes. And there might be other ways. You know, what if there's a way to make the cell deaf to the bad gene? Ignore it. Make it less conducive for it to want to become cancerous or not work. You know, I just really believe that we are still so far behind what really needs to be discovered by this, you know, in this day and age. And it's obvious. And once they figure it out, you know, it's like look at Alzheimer's. You know, and there's a lot of pressure for us to figure out how to slow down dementia. Alzheimer's is one of the more common causes of dementia, so is Parkinson's. And here we are in 2023, still struggling with that. And so one theory was that our liver was overproducing the beta amyloid that was depositing in the brain. So why don't we tell the liver to stop it? Rather than, you know, high cholesterol buildup, blocking arteries. Let's stop the extra amyloid. Now, I don't know where that ever went in terms of research and if that ever continued or if it went anywhere, if it was practical. But that's kind of the sort of thinking we need. Look at antibiotic resistance. What we did is we found accidentally penicillin. And then we started to use penicillin. And then the bacteria got smarter. So we came up with other antibiotics. And these bacteria keep getting smarter and smarter, such that we have multiple drug-resistant bacteria out there. Tuberculosis, staph, E. coli. And our answer is, well, let's make fancier antibiotics. Our answer might also need to be, what can we do to boost the immune system? How can we make our immune system smarter to fight that bacteria? Are there other compounds? Silver. Certain nutrients. Was it Tasmanian devil milk? There were these Tasmanian devils. Let me see if I could find that. And I apologize because I wrote a piece on this years ago. Hold on a second. And we looked at other ways to fight, disease. And I believe that there were, and I'm sorry, I don't have the study, but there was, I apologize about this, but that they found that these Tasmanian devils, the babies were not dying like other Tasmanian devils were. And it's because of something in the milk. Let me see if I could find it. Here, mammal milk. 2016, researchers from Sydney University found a protein in Tasmanian devil milk that allowed the immunologically immature young baby devils to withstand the superbug that was killing the parents. And they found that the milk successfully killed most superbugs. The milk contains antimicrobial peptides called cathelicidins. And they could kill MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, and the vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus. That was pretty cool. Not sure what happened there. Wasp venom. At the end of 2018, MIT researchers found that venom from the Brazilian Polybia palista wasp was effective at killing antibiotic-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa. We have Pseudomonas infections that cause some severe infections in hospital settings. It's an MP1 toxin that could also combat cancer cells. I'm not sure what's been going on with that. Silver we've used during the Roman Empire, Middle Ages, during the Civil War, we used silver nitrate to fight gonorrhea. Silver nitrate was eventually replaced by colloidal silver. 2013, researchers at Boston University found out why silver was so antibacterial. It's because silver interfered with cell metabolism of the pathogen, disrupted its wall, just like what antibiotics do. Now, silver is expensive. You need a non-toxic form. But for those individuals that have, resistant bugs, we might need to consider adding that. The red berry extract from the Brazilian pepper tree has been found to have also superbug, anti-superbug properties. So we just have to expand our research, expand our minds. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I remember when I was a kid, there was some movie where somebody was put in a straitjacket and thrown into a mental institution, and they were mentally sound. But the bad guy in the movie, or the bad woman, whoever it was, wanted that person to not be in society, and they wanted to do whatever they needed to do. And so they said that person was incompetent, crazy, and nobody would believe the person. Because they'd say, look, I'm not mentally ill. Well, they all say that. And as a kid, when I watch it, I was like, oh, that's scary. I never want anybody doing that to me. I don't want anybody saying I'm mentally ill. and then I'm locked away in a mental institution, get no visitors, and I can never, I mean, at least with jail, you know, there's parole, you have a right to an attorney. It scared me. But, you know, stuff like that isn't supposed to happen. Well, get this. The Daily Mail is reporting that a human resources employee is suing a hospital in Wyoming for threatening to have her involuntarily committed when she voiced concerns about money management and ethics to her superiors. Whoa. The complaint was filed by ex-Weston County Hospital District staffer Amanda McDade. This was Thursday. And she alleges a turn of events where that it calls malevolent when she reported alleged behavior. She was threatened with a Title 25 hold. The guidance is Wyoming's way of involuntary committing a mentally ill person, and McDade claims it was retaliation for her raising concerns of money mismanagement, illegality, and ethics. This was a medical healthcare facility at Newcastle. She said instead of being remedied, she was retaliated against and subjected to a hostile work environment. She was forced to resign. The complaint first states that she reported as a whistleblower, going through the proper channels, and the hospital then top board of trustees member to do so. When made aware, the hospital instead asked McDade to cover up their errors, and complaint alleges a request McDade refused before leaving her role. Wow. And so this all began in October of 2021. And then she received an unprompted appointment call from the Office of her treating physician. The doctor identified as Sarah Thurgood was a practitioner at the 12-bed hospital who doubled as her personal doctor. The suit claims the call to confirm the appointment came during work hours, but was billed as one meant to discuss medication rather than professional work matters. Specifically, the doctor wanted to speak about her concerns with the medication, despite McDade saying she didn't have any issues with the medication. And then, I guess it progressed, and McDade grew suspicious of some of these calls. She couldn't get an appointment with the doctor. And then there were these unspecified activities that ended up, I guess, where she raised concerns of money mismanagement, etc. There appeared to be this sort of bullying. And I don't have the whole court case in front of me, but I guess then there was a forced appointment with, I guess, the doctor, and it goes on. So a couple of hours after she finished a phone call with the doctor's nurse, she found herself confronted by a physician in the work office. And the complaint notes how the doctor was uninvited and the visit was unannounced, leaving the plaintiff immediately taken aback and wondering if there was a mix-up. And so she wasn't necessarily committed, but, you know, I've worked in places where there's bullying. I've also worked in places where if things aren't being done right and I say something about it, I've been told, you know, to shut up. And you know, that, and I get how you don't want somebody falsely accusing. But when customers or individuals are coming to me saying something's not right, this is wrong, and you try to go to upper management and they shut you down, you know, you're in a position where you have to leave. And so, you know, I think that we cannot abuse what our mental health institutions are there for. And again, this is one allegation. And I don't know what, I mean, you know, it'd be interesting to see what the other side was. But I don't want people fearful of working in the mental health industry that they could have a situation similar to McDade's, where once she finds something wrong or if people don't like her, she could be in the precarious position being committed. Now, usually there's checks and balances. Right? It has to be a provider that is, I mean, you have your personal physician that can make a statement. It's could be somebody outside of work, and I think it should be somebody outside of work if you work in that situation. Now, somebody would say that whenever we do holds, psychiatric holds, And I have had to do a few. And that's when a patient would come into the ER saying they were going to kill themselves or kill somebody else. So what you needed to do was to protect them and to protect others. You had to put them in psychiatric hold. But there were witnesses. And it was, you know, it was obvious. And oftentimes these people wanted help. Like, I don't want to kill myself. Help me. That's why they came into the ER, the hospital. So it would be a 72-hour hold. They would be seen by the psychiatrist. They would be treated. They would feel better. They'd be happy upon walking out. And it was, and then they would go to either a mental health facility or follow up. And, you know, there'd be aftercare. But these holds are a very, very, you need a lot of responsibility. They're a very powerful tool and should not be wielded inappropriately and used to take advantage of others. And but in order to for that to happen, there's criteria that are set. Usually each medical board has criteria for that particular state. But it can't just be your employer who's a doctor thinks you need to, you know, be on hold, be held. But if this type of stuff is happening, where you're working for a company and they figure out how to finagle it, that's just scary stuff. That place has got to get closed down. And, you know, it strips yourself of liberty. So mental health is an issue that we are very strongly lacking behind. And it is embarrassing that we don't have enough facilities and we don't have enough care. And I have worked with individuals who I don't think they needed psychiatric hold, but I think they needed help. And it was very frustrating when you worked with people who were pretty, like, you could tell that they probably needed to get some counseling. But it has to be voluntary. You can't force it. People have rights. But oftentimes the question is how do you get somebody help who doesn't want to be helped? How many family members have spoken to me and people have spoken to me that there's a family member that's doing drugs, doing heroin, and they are afraid that that person is going to be dead one day. But they can't force that person into treatment. The person has to want it. So, you know, the conversation is always centering around the other because we rarely see cases where somebody is inappropriately incarcerated. I know President Trump had been accused of having mental illness, and, you know, that's, again, scary because you have, look at what's happening in the courts. They keep hitting him. And so, you know, yet Biden, who appears to have cognitive deficit, nobody even is checking his mental health status. So we do need some better guidelines, and we do need a lot of work when it comes to our mental health system. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.